Dave Foley on Today FM.
And we got a brand new Taoiseach, a brand new shiny Taoiseach. I love that new Taoiseach smell, don't you?
Can't you get it? Yeah.
My nose is all blocked, but I know. I could just imagine the new Taoiseach smell. Well, it's the old Taoiseach, but the rub they use when you valet the old Taoiseach.
I think you can actually get that at a B&Q or Woody's, can't you?
It comes in a bottle, new Taoiseach smell.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get the little tree, little cardboard trees.
Hang it off the rearview mirror, yeah.
Smell like new Taoiseach. New Taoiseach. Or those little things that attach to the...
The plug-ins.
The fan. No, you know, it attaches to the fan. You clip it onto the...
Oh, yeah, yeah, the vents.
The vent. What did your man say with the hot sauce? Very quickly, what did he say?
He said gochujang. Gochujang paste. So Claire clarified of what Sean had said. She says gochujang paste is a South Korean chili paste.
Oh, nice one. And how did he say mix it up with...
I have gochujang paste.
Gochujang paste, not taste.
Right. So about a tablespoon of that, right?
Where did you get that now? In the Asian market or where would you get that? Would you get that in a supermarket?
Right. Maybe a tablespoon of honey. Mix them together. And then when you do your pizza and you take out your pizza, or before you put in your pizza, drizzle it across the pizza and oh my God.
It's orgasmic, is it, Sean?
What a taste.
Oh my God.
And Ray, love this show.
Hey, brother. Here you go. What's it called again?
Gochujang.
Gochujang?
Gochujang. Gochujang.
It sounds like a Monopoly card. Do you want to do this? Look at politics. Big news in politics.
Big news.
Let's try and catch up with Today FM's political correspondent, Sean Defoe. I'll try the FaceTime.
Do, sure.
Is he in Leinster House or is he up at the Áras an Uachtaráin?
He's wherever things are happening and going down today.
Will you bear with? I'll try FaceTime audio.
Oh,
it's ringing.
It's ringing.
Gochujang. Hello? 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 Sean, can you hear me? Sean?
And can you hear me there?
Oh, there
How's
you are. Sean Defoe joins us live this afternoon. So you're live. Sorry, man. There was a bit of a delay for a second while you were connecting, but you're through now. How are you?
Good, yeah, not too bad. How are you?
I'm good, surviving. I've got a bit of a head cold at the moment and a huge excitement about today is International Hot Sauce Day, Sean. So
we've been focusing on a combination.
While you're there covering the politics, we're covering the big issues of the day. And that's definitely that. Are you a fan of Frank's hot sauce or any hot sauces in particular?
Oh, I'm okay on Frank's, but Jill, my fiance, is like a Frank's aficionado. She's all about that Frank's.
Really? Okay. I'd worry. She's seen Frank behind your back.
Hey, if it's just Frank's hot sauce you see behind my back, that's all right.
She wants to add a Frank to the bedroom. She wants to spice things up.
Let's leave hot sauce out of the bedroom, I think, of all places.
Certainly. We were talking about sticky hot rings earlier on, and trust me, you don't want to be that soldier.
It's a friend to know, man.
Sean, we were wondering, are you at Áras an Uachtaráin today, or are you at Leinster House?
Yeah, I've been in around Leinster House. A strange one, because I don't know if you've seen all this stuff about delays. Like, we were meant to have a Taoiseach by now. Yeah. We were meant to have a Taoiseach hours ago. So everyone is kind of just hanging around Leinster House, including loads of visitors, Micheál Martin's family, while all this gets sorted. The Dáil is after being suspended three times today, and they were meant to come back at 2:00. Still absolutely no sign of anybody coming back in this big row about speaking time. So we're now getting to that point where people are starting to ask, are we actually going to have a Taoiseach today?
Jakers.
Or could it possibly be tomorrow?
Wow. So, because it might not happen at all then today, right? So the vote has to happen before he goes out to meet the president. Is that right?
Yeah. So in kind of classic Dáil fashion, there had to be a vote to agree what they were going to do for the day and to agree to have a suspension after today and come back in 2 weeks' time for the next sitting of the Dáil. And there was a massive row when that kicked off. Well, one, because the opposition were saying 2 weeks is ridiculous. Why are we taking 2 weeks? We should be back next week and doing a bit of actual work, which is, you know, fair enough.
Yeah.
And the other then is this row over speaking time where some of the TDs who are supporting the government, Michael Lowry and a couple of others, they want to have their speaking time with the opposition, which would essentially give them more access to speaking time and more opportunity to question the Taoiseach and ministers and stuff like that. And the opposition is saying, absolutely no way, you're part of the government, you should go out of government speaking time. But this erupted into a full-on shouting match across the face of the Dáil, with Sinn Féin TDs roaring at the new Crown Court of Verona Murphy, who totally lost control of the entire situation, roaring up at Michael Lowry, who was just sort of smiling down, smirking from at the back benches, and basically at everybody who wanted to encroach on their speaking time. So, huge row. Dáil was suspended. It came back, lasted a minute and 56 seconds, and was suspended again because the row all just kicked off and everyone was shouting at each other. We were told then it'll be back in 45 minutes. They're going to do some sort of a deal. And as I say, that was, what, more than 2 hours ago at this stage.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. Yeah, providing things, well, fingers crossed, all going well and it does proceed, what happens then? Well, he could be hitting peak traffic by the time he actually gets in the car and trying to get into Phoenix Park.
Yeah, I'd say he might get the blue lights out, in fairness to him. He goes out to the Oras. He's officially appointed then. Michael D. Higgins gives him the seal of office. And that's when Micheál Martin is officially the Taoiseach again. And then he comes back and starts appointing ministers and starts ringing around the people that he's going to appoint into the cabinet. There's always a surprise with Micheál Martin too. So all the predictions that we've made so far, you know, pinch of salt. I know the last time that this was done in 2020, Norma Foley was so in the dark about the fact that she was going to be a cabinet minister that when she got the call to come up to his office, she was actually in Arnott's shopping for shoes because she didn't think she had hope it was going to be anywhere near it. So that all begins. They then have to go back out to the Oras, get all their seals of office, and then they come back and have their first cabinet meeting, which was meant to happen and sort of wrap up by 8, 9, 10 o'clock tonight. If it does go ahead, it's going to be midnight or after before all that's done.
And that all happens in the one evening. It's not like he goes, right, great, I'm the Taoiseach and I'll leave all the cabinet business until tomorrow. They do it all in the one evening, all in the one go.
All in the one go. Now, when I say a cabinet meeting, it's a cabinet meeting with like one item on the agenda. Here we are, lads, aren't we all great? We've had our first cabinet meeting. They're not approving any big state business or anything, but it's usually first cabinet meeting and it's held out in the Oras actually quite often. So that's their first meeting under the belt. And then, as they say, they want to dispel for 2 weeks to give them all a chance to read into their new briefs and become experts in them before they have to face any questions in the Dáil.
Yeah, I suppose you need to catch it. Well, you've just been given a job. You can't exactly just start tomorrow. Fair play. You're starting tomorrow morning. You're the finance minister or whatever. What's the seal? What does he get? Does he need to put his hand on the Bible? What's the seal itself? Does he take it with him? What's the story there?
Yeah, it's almost like a little medal kind of a thing. You see, almost like a commemorative coin, I suppose, would be the best way. You know those that come in a box. That your granny bought you for the millennium or something, and you find in the attic when you're clearing out. They kind of look like that, and they're for each particular ministry, and then they're given back at the end of the term of ministry. And I'm not sure if they sign a book or something, but they're signed in basically to say you are the minister for justice for this particular government, you know? Okay. So that's what they get when they're up there.
Right, and there's no Bible or anything like that, because of course we were looking at Donald Trump yesterday, the day before. There's none of that business, is there?
No Bible or oath or anything like that. No oath of allegiance. So that's all nothing to do with us. No, I don't know exactly what they sign, what it says. Maybe there's some religious connotation in that. Could well be, knowing the Irish Constitution. Yeah. But no Bible.
Okay. Does Sean, JP here, does he get a new portrait, or does Micheál Martin use the old portrait, a bit like he'd be using like an old photograph, younger photograph on Tinder?
On your dating app.
The first one, or does he get a second one, or is it just the one for the two gigs?
Well, as of now, he doesn't have any. So the thing with the portraits is they were stopped during the crash because they're quite expensive to do. I think they cost about 250,000 euros to commission.
You get a bike shelter for that.
Yeah, most of a bike shelter, two-thirds of a bike shelter. With inflation, it's probably more. So actually, the one for Brian Cowan only went up in the last 6 months. In the Dáil, up until that, it had only been Bertie. So Enda doesn't have one, Leo Varadkar doesn't have one, Micheál Martin doesn't have one either. And they're always quite loath to say, oh yeah, I'm going to commission that and get it, because it looks bad when you're commissioning portraits of yourself. So when it's eventually done, they don't do them until they're actually properly retired and have no chance of coming back into politics. Because otherwise, like you say, you'd have portraits all over the gaff.
Do you know what they could do? There's an app where you can take a photograph of someone, and then it puts a kind of a filter on it that makes it look like it's been painted.
Now you've got it.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I just found it. Yeah.
how ripped off would you feel if, you know, there's all these lovely portraits of De Valera and everyone else and you got an AI filter just plastered up on the wall? And
it's you got, as a Simpsons character.
Or it's got the watermark down in the bottom right-hand corner where it says generated by whatever app. Listen, sir, it's going to be a long day for you. Thanks so much for joining us, and you'll be keeping us up to date throughout the day. Our political correspondent, AFM's political correspondent, Sean Defoe, thank you very much, sir.
Thanks, Ed. Nice to
see you. Ray Foley on Today FM.